On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again," and his disciples heard it. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" And when the chief priest and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. So friends, what can we learn from this story? Well, we must remember what happened before. Jesus was riding on a donkey, entering into the temple, into Jerusalem, with people shouting, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus was riding upon this donkey with people laying down their cloaks, laying down palm branches. And this action was one almost of mockery. The emperors, the kings, all those who won the battle, rode victoriously into the city, proclaiming, "The empire has won. The war has been won. Victory has been given to us." So here's Jesus doing the same thing, but not winning a war. He's mocking the empire. He's looking at all the people around him, and he's telling them, "The empire that you're part of, this Roman force, is not the way." Jesus rides this donkey into Jerusalem and enters the temple. And he sees what's going on, and he understands that this action will possibly get him killed. He knew this action was not going to be tolerated. He understood that. Friends, we have to look at what comes before we read scripture. What was going on in the mind of Jesus, in the spirit of Jesus? What was going on in the lives of all those around him? Knowing that Passover was coming, knowing that there would be a lot of people who were not originally from the area, but they came to celebrate the action of God. So here's Jesus riding upon this donkey, entering into Jerusalem, entering the temple, leaving, and then coming back again. Looking at a fig tree, even though it was not in season, it was producing leaves, and the figs were not yet produced. The symbolism of this is striking. The symbolism of what you would expect to happen is no longer happening. It's changing. For I, the Lord, am doing a new thing. We may even think that is against what we've always done. You may even think that God is changing it up for not our benefit, but maybe to stretch us, maybe to break us, maybe to show us a new way, maybe to give us comfort in a different way. Jesus informed his disciples that what was will no longer be. The power that you looked upon will crumble. The authority that forced people to bend the knee will be taken away. I am here to show you a new way. I am here to overthrow what cannot be overthrown by force. I am here to say the way of the old has passed away. The way of the world is no longer what you should keep your vision on. So Jesus curses the fig tree, and the next day it withers. Jesus goes into the temple, overturns the tables, and said, the way that you have always been doing it is no longer acceptable to God. Friends, I have to ask you, what in your heart, what in your life, what in your mind, are you hanging on the way to the cross? You know you have to set things aside in order to fully be obedient to God. On the way to the cross, you may have a fig tree full of leaves. And you may tell God, well, it's not season yet for the fruit. But God says, why are you waiting for the fruit to come in its time? You should always have fruit available for those who are hungry. You should always have water available for those who are thirsty. You should always be ready in and out of season. For I am doing something new within you. I am overturning the tables of tradition in your life. I'm overturning the tables of we've always done it this way in your life. I'm overturning the tables of what you believe is necessary. I'm overturning the tables of the sacrifice demanded by the empire. And I'm bringing a new way, one of love, one of mercy, one who always gives, and one who never withholds. And I'm showing you this through Jesus. Understand that this new way may get you killed. Understand that this new way will be uncomfortable for you and for many. Understand that this new way will strike a blow to the foundation of your ancestors. Understand that I, the Lord your God, do not have to follow your rules. I am providing a way for you to walk in. I am providing a way for you to accept. I am providing a way for you to get to the cross. So, my friends, as we walk this journey of Holy Week together, I pray that you will focus on the message behind the message. I pray that you will deliver yourself unto a new way. I pray that when Jesus looks at you and says, I'm hungry, feed me, that you won't tell Jesus, but I'm not yet in season for you. I pray that when Jesus comes into the temple of your life, that when he does start overturning those tables, you won't kick him out. You won't plan to kill him. You will receive him, and you will receive the new way. Are you ready to get to the cross?